John chapter 20, verse 27. Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." The adjective doubting has so stuck to Thomas that one pastor reading, Thomas called Didymus, looked up to explain, Didymus means doubting. But it doesn't. It means twin. Perhaps Thomas, with his twin, had set their parent traps and other ways of deceiving people. And maybe that's why Thomas was so convinced that his 10 fingers were more reliable than the other 10 apostles put together. But it is a good thing that Thomas checked it out. Because critics ever since have tried to claim that some such deception was involved. But Thomas tested it for you and me. Thomas exemplifies seeing and believing. Namely, Jesus gives signs. Seeing is never the source of believing. Blessed are those who, not seeing, are believing. Yes, Jesus gave Thomas and us the convincing sign to be believed. Verse 27, "Reach your fingers here and look at my hands. Put your hand into my side and do not be unbelieving, but believing." Those holes stretched out through all the hours of crucifixion couldn't have been faked. And Thomas did believe, verse 28, "My Lord and my God." Instead of rebuking Thomas, we should be imitating him. Tradition tells us that he went all the way to India and suffered many things to tell people, "Jesus died for your sins and arose again." So the Bible tells us that in Thomas, you and I have been given these signs to trace. Listen to verse 31. "These signs are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." So believe. And go forth to tell your neighbors, your friends, your workmates, Jesus died and arose for your salvation. But Thomas is also to be rebuked, because he was not just doubting men, but God's own word. 14 times Jesus had specifically foretold his death and resurrection. And the Old Testament, many times more. Eyewitnesses, yes, they can be wrong. But God's word is the guarantee, which is 10,000 times more certain than even Thomas's 10 fingers. Recognize, perhaps he didn't know it, but Thomas was really demanding a sign that he thought would be more sufficient than God's word. Jesus had often rebuked that attitude, and he does again here. "A wicked and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign." Men seek such a sign in order to replace the word of God's own mouth, because they would rather base their faith on my seeing, my experiencing, my feeling. than on God's Word. And that is a rebellious sin, a sin of slandering God, of not being trustworthy, a sin of discrediting His Word as not being the one valid source of faith. And that is why seeing in this sense is never the source of believing. Because man's basic problem in regard to faith is simply that he does not want to just believe God. And therefore, no matter how many signs the Pharisees and Sadducees saw, they still would not believe. We can always find an excuse. Thus, verse 29 follows as a question. Thomas, is it because you have seen me that you have believed? And Ephesians 1 answers, no. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in the hearts of you who believe. That divine power turns your heart, my heart, to faith through the gospel message. Jesus lived a life perfectly trusting His Father's Word in everything. He died for your sins. He arose for your justification. Signs can never replace God's Word. But they do confirm its reliability, its power, as the very source of your believing. Jesus continues, verse 29, blessed are those who not seeing yet are believing. Jesus' word stands before us, always true, always fulfilled, always supplying what we need. This word is the faith which we believe. The truth and grace that Jesus has given us in His Word is, Hebrews 11, the substance, the foundation of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Jesus has given us this faith, this foundation which is worthy of our believing. And through that foundation, He has also given us our own believing. Believing in that foundation with all its grace and truth. Like Thomas, Jesus gives us signs, evidence confirming the truth of His Word so that we learn to trust in His Word more than any of our senses, so that we're ready, 2 Corinthians 5. Are you? To walk by faith and not by sight. Luther called that nevertheless faith. We see our sins. Nevertheless, we believe Jesus' word. You are my holy children through my blood. We see tribulation. Nevertheless, we believe Jesus' word. I have given you the kingdom. We see the church storm-tossed on rough seas. Nevertheless, we believe Jesus' word. The gates of hell cannot prevail against my church. We see loved ones gobbled up by death. Nevertheless, we believe Jesus' word. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. We see Satan accuse and attack us. Nevertheless, we believe Jesus' word. The gates of heaven are open for you. Yes, Jesus gives signs. With Thomas, reach out your finger. touch the holes in his hand, thrust your hand into his side, and believe. But don't rely on your seeing, your senses, more than Jesus and his word itself. For Jesus confirms his word in order to give you nevertheless faith. Blessed are those who, not seeing, go on believing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 208, stanzas 6 through 8. 208, 6, 7, and 8.